Welcome back to TRP.
Hi, welcome back to the Rosslare podcast. Today, reluctantly, I'd like to talk about Liverpool Football Club. They had an incredible season. They won the Carabao Cup and the FA Cup. They lost the league by a single point and had the fans sitting on the edge of their seats up to the last 15 minutes of the football season. Last night, they lost out to Real Madrid by a single goal and some world-class saves by Real's Belgian keeper, Courtois. But let's be honest, Liverpool haven't been playing well for some time now. Sure, they had been grinding out results to keep the pace with Manchester City. They even clawed back a 12-point deficit to a single point. And to be fair to Liverpool, they lost only two matches in the campaign, as opposed to City's three. But they had two more draws than their rivals. The 93-point tally for City and the 92 by Liverpool made them stand head and shoulders above third-place Chelsea, who finished on 74 points. But to be fair, Chelsea have had a torrid time this season because of the ownership problems due to the Ukrainian war. But if you were to ask me, I don't honestly believe Liverpool will reach the lofty heights they did this season, next season. Top four perhaps, but I don't see them improving. Liverpool's two domestic trophies were not really won, not in the footballing sense, on the pitch. They were won in the lotto, that is a penalty shootout. Twice they beat Chelsea in this cruel way. But hand on heart, I don't think I would have been upset had Chelsea won the lottery. They were equally as good, some might say better. City, on the other hand, without the supposedly best three forwards in the league, were never reliant on Mane or Salah. And who is it now, Firmino, or is it Jota or Diaz, to bring them through? In their last five games, Liverpool conceded goals to Southampton, Aston Villa, Spurs, and didn't manage a win over City, Chelsea or Spurs, the others in the top four. To be honest, I think Liverpool have become predictable. And that was all too apparent last night against Real Madrid. Because of their high press, they seem to leave themselves open to counter-attacks. And last night, Real Madrid did manage to get behind the Liverpool back line with frightening regularity. That's all well and good if your team is doing it at the other end of the pitch. But of late, Liverpool have, by their own high standards, struggled to break down defences. The high press results in teams compacting into the final third of the pitch, making penetration difficult and leaving the Liverpool players almost static on the edge of the penalty area. Players are finding it hard to run into spaces because there are none and the ball is being played crossfield or, as of late, backwards, defeating the purpose of the high press. I am a great admirer of Trent Alexander-Arnold and Andy Robertson on the other wing. But last night, Arnold was left ball-watching for Junior to sneak in on the left-hand side unopposed and score the decisive and only goal. The stats will tell you Liverpool had 24 shots, 9 on target, to Real Madrid's 4 shots, with 2 on target. They will also tell you that Liverpool had 54% of the possession. But that means little at the end of the day if the chances you create are not converted. To be fair to Liverpool, Courtois had the game of his life and made some wonderful saves to keep Liverpool out. But you must give credit to Real Madrid for defending well. But Salah and Mane are nowhere near as good and as inventive as they were, say, 3 or 4 years ago. When Salah receives the ball now on the right wing, 9 times out of 10 he will try and turn the defender and cut infield and use his trusty left foot. Lately, he has started to pass backwards or crossfield when a few seasons ago he would have weaved his way goalward. Don't get me wrong, he and Mane are brilliant and hard-working, but sadly, they're becoming more predictable. How strange that as I watched the match last night, the player who excited me most was somebody who wasn't even at the club at the start of the season. Who am I talking about? Why, Diaz, the Colombian, who has seamlessly settled into the team. It was he who came on as a substitute and hauled Liverpool back from a 2-0 deficit to beat Villarreal in the semi-final second leg of the Champions League. He flipped the game on its head and Liverpool won 3-2, and he won man of the match for his efforts. If Liverpool want to reach further glory, they must decide on whether their wing-backs should press less, letting their centre field carve the opposition defences with telling through balls. I honestly believe if De Bruyne from Manchester City had been in the Liverpool side last night, they would not have lost. Real Madrid were 2 goals down against Paris Saint-Germain in the last 16 stage, but they managed through grit and determination to claw their way back and eventually won, leaving Paris Saint-Germain wondering what happened. They also had to come from behind to beat Manchester City when it looked for so long that City were heading for the final with an aggregate 2-0 lead up to the 90th minute. But in the 90th minute and the 91st minute, Rodrigo scored to bring the game into extra time. And in extra time, Benzema's penalty won it for Real Madrid. Now, any team that beats Paris Saint-Germain, Manchester City and Liverpool deserve some little recognition. Winners of the Champions League is probably that. As a good friend of mine says to me, what the hell do you know about soccer? And that soccer was invented for people who can't hurl. Keep on listening to TRP.